Yeah, Paul, it has finished all square. Finn Harps 1, Kerry FC 1. Probably a fair result in the end. Two sides who certainly served up a much better second half tonight. It was pretty uneventful in the first half until Joe Bradley Walsh went close with a header just before half time, only to see that effort saved by the goalkeeper Darragh Foley. Wonderful cross in from Adam McDade, but McDade was then very unfortunate to concede a penalty 3 minutes before the break. Luke Palmer sending the goalkeeper the wrong way from the spot kick, which was awarded when McDade and the Kerry player Owen Crow kind of got tangled up, the legs got tangled up. It was more or less a trip by McDade, but purely unintentional, but the referee just had to give the penalty. He was close at hand, pointed to the spot, and Luke Palmer did the rest. So 1-0 up at the break. Not too many chances to report in the start of the second half until Finn Barrett went close for the visitors. A deflected effort that went up and over the bar. But the couple of changes that Harps made at half time: young Derek Coyle came in at right back, and Grady Lombardo on the right hand side. It gave Harps new impetus coming down the right hand side, and they played much, much better. Derek Coyle really good whenever he got on the ball, and Harps created a few set-piece situations. Joe Bradley Walsh delivering a few deliveries into the box, and from one of those free kicks, Harps got their equaliser on 71 minutes. It went up over the heads of most of the defenders and the attackers in the box, but Shawnee Bradley reacted well at the back. He had just come on as a sub, and he took the ball in past the Kerry goalkeeper, Darragh Foley. So that's Joe Bradley Walsh setting up his cousin, Shawnee Bradley, for what was his first senior goal, so well done to him. Max Hutchinson went close with a header, and Kerry had a couple of chances late on as well, but Harps defended well, and certainly Kevin McHugh was, you could see him out on the pitch after the end of well, there were 6 minutes of injury time at the end, but at the end of the full time whistle, McHugh was out on the pitch shaking hands with his players. He was more than happy with how the Harps have got themselves back into this contest, and even though the result doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things with the situation that Harps are way off the playoff places now and are more or less trying to finish out the season on a positive note, this was a good enough performance, particularly in the second half, and Harps will be back in action again here on Friday night in their last league game of the campaign when they take on the students of UCD. Elsewhere tonight in the Premier Division, looks as if Cork City, they have been relegated back down to the First Division. It's finished at Turner's Cross, where it was Cork City 1, Shelburne 2. And here at Finn Park, Paul, it's finished. All square. Finn Harps 1, Kerry FC 1.